In 2006, the South Dakota legislature expanded forced blood draws to first-time or second-time arrests for driving under the influence. The legislators were confident of the constitutionality of sticking a needle into someone's arm and drawing blood without on-site consent and without a warrant. They relied on a 1966 United States Supreme Court decision in the case of Schmerber versus California. But last month, the United States Supreme Court decided that Schmerber does not give officers across-the-board authority to draw blood without first getting a warrant. The Schmerber case is limited to a set of circumstances.
Those facts were unique in that there was a car accident. The suspect, later the defendant, had to be rushed to the hospital. And so the court said in those circumstances, it was reasonable for the officer to believe that an emergency existed.
John Murphy is a Rapid City attorney. He says unlike Schmerber, the recent McNeely decision looks at a routine DUI arrest. Tyler McNeely was stopped by a Missouri State Trooper for speeding and crossing the center line. There was no accident and no other exigent circumstances.
What's going to happen, I believe, as a result of McNeely, is that portions of our implied consent laws and portions of the implied consent laws of all 50 states are going to be ruled unconstitutional.
Warrantless blood draws are justified in South Dakota and other states because alcohol content, the best scientific evidence in a DUI case, disappears over time.
While alcohol is in the system, it is being metabolized, it's dissipating, basically.
Richard Blyle is director of the Rapid City Forensic Science Lab. He says alcohol leaves the system at a predictable rate with some fluctuation depending on circumstances.
Whether or not you've been eating is a large factor, or what types of foods you have been eating. For example, if you've had a lot of meat, that tends to actually cause alcohol to last in the system longer than other types of food. Whether or not you're on any medications can be taken into account. Gender, weight is a huge factor.
Scientists like Blyle can determine accurately what the blood alcohol content was at the time the suspect was driving if they have a good sample to work with. That's one factor the High Court cites in McNeely. Because experts can extrapolate blood alcohol content, drawing blood immediately is not an emergency. And in the majority opinion, written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the court points out that there's a built-in gap in time between the arrest and the blood draw when the officer transports the arrestee to a medical facility. During that travel time, the court says, another officer can call a judge to get a telephonic warrant. And so the court rules, unless there's some other factor to justify an exception to Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure, law officers must ask a judge to issue a warrant before drawing blood. But South Dakota isn't changing its processes tomorrow.
I have become aware that Attorney General Marty Jackley is defending the mandatory blood draw process based on implied consent of drivers.
Rapid City Chief of Police Steve Allender says his officers will comply with guidance from the state's top prosecutor.
And so it's my interpretation that there's still an argument to be had about the procedure and whether or not it will need to change.
At the present time, South Dakota law is in place. That in order for it to change really is the place of either the South Dakota legislature or the South Dakota Supreme Court.
Attorney General Marty Jackley says South Dakota's DUI laws are different from those of Missouri, where Tyler McNeely was arrested.
South Dakota's is more based upon the concept that when somebody obtains a driver's license and is utilizing South Dakota's roads, the South Dakota legislature has said they are consenting to a warrantless search in a DUI situation.
Jackley says defense attorneys are already offering challenges based on the McNeely decision.
And it really will be in the courtroom that determination will be made to what level McNeely may or may not apply here in South Dakota.
The High Court is quite clear in saying that officers have to get a warrant for a blood draw for routine DUI arrests, a procedural issue that can be remedied without changing existing laws. The question that's up in the air is whether it's constitutional to require a person applying for a driver's license to sign away his or her rights. Here's Attorney John Murphy.
Should we allow a state to punish somebody for asserting their constitutional right under the Fourth Amendment? And that's problematic because do we take away somebody's driver's license merely because they say, I think you should have to obtain a warrant in my case, and the Fourth Amendment requires that, and the Supreme Court has endorsed that view?
Decisions in the courtroom could be coming quickly if John Murphy's predictions are correct.
there's going to be some fascinating legal battles on those issues, I would assume, within the next 30 to 90 days. And I assume it'll be in front of the state Supreme Court probably within the next 180 days.
Murphy says there is an additional battle on the horizon, whether the McNeely decision is applied retroactively. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.